This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Nearly 90% voter turnout was recorded in West Bengal for the second and final phase of assembly elections till 5 p.m. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts went to polls in this phase today. Long queues of first-time voters, women, youths and senior citizens were seen in Kolkata, Howrah and North and South 24 Parganas districts. Voting was largely peaceful across the state. Adequate security arrangements were made to ensure peaceful polling, though there were some reports of isolated incidents, including an EVM malfunction in Boranagar and a BJP polling agent being injured in Nodia. Senior TMC leader Mamata Banerjee also visited Ekbalpur. Under Bhavanipur Assembly seat, some sloganeering allegedly targeting BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari was reported at Ekbalpur. Later, police and central forces brought the situation under control. Meanwhile, BJP has demanded repolling at some booths in Palta seat in South 24 Parganas district. They allege that the button for BJP candidate in some EVM machines were covered with sellotape at these booths. The Election Commission has said they are looking into the allegation and necessary action will be taken after the inquiry. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with the two-phase polling in West Bengal, will be held on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 594-kilometre-long access-controlled Greenfield Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the transformative infrastructure project will boost connectivity and drive progress across Uttar Pradesh.
गंगा एक्सप्रेस वे यूपी के एक छोर को दूसरे छोर से तो जोड़ता ही है ये एनसीआर के असीम संभावनाओं को भी करीब लाएगा इसके किनारे नए औद्योगिक अवसर विकसित होंगे इसके लिए हरदोई जैसे दूसरे जिलों में इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर विकसित किए जा रहे हैं इससे हरदोई शाहजहांपुर उन्नाव समेत सभी 12 जनपदों में नए उद्योग आएंगे अलग अलग सेक्टर्स जैसे फार्मा टेक्सटाइल आदि के क्लस्टर्स विकसित होंगे युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी तैयार होंगे
Passing through 12 districts of Uttar Pradesh, it is the longest expressway in the state, which will reduce travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. The government today assured that domestic LPG supplies are continuing smoothly across the country without any disruption amid the evolving West Asia situation. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that operations at all Indian ports are normal and there are no reports of congestion. Union Minister of State for Railways, Ravneet Singh Bittu, today announced enhanced security measures along the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor, EDFC, including round-the-clock patrolling and deployment of drone surveillance. This comes following the blast on Monday near the Shambhu Rajpura rail track at Patiala in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia highlighting the significant rise in the women's employment rate across the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hailed the increase in the women's employment rate from 22% in 2017 to 39% in 2025. Prime Minister Modi also shared in social media, an article written by Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh on the role and integration of technical textiles within the footwear industry. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and closed with gains of 0.8%. The Sensex rose 609 points to close at 77,496. At the Asian Beach Games, Indian wrestlers bagged 4 medals, comprising 2 gold, a silver and bronze, taking the country's overall final tally to 6 medals in Sanya, China today. In IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians are to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.